You're listening to the Outer Banks This Week podcast, a place for people to hear what's going on up and down the beach and get the truth about what really goes on around the Outer Banks. So here we go.
All right, here we go.
Here we go.
Outer Banks This Week podcast, all brought to you by Juan Cheese Off-Road this week. Right there in Kill Devil Hills, North Carolina. From general upkeep to major modifications, they do performance suspensions, lift kits, and basic vehicle maintenance. Juan Cheese Off-Road can get you squared away. My buddy Ryan Walker, one of my best friends growing up, graduated high school with him. He is the top dog over there, and he's got a bunch of good little bunch of men that work for him that really know what they're doing. You can see them all online, Facebook, Instagram, or you can give my man Ryan a call, 252-715-0025. It's Juan Cheese Off-Road in Kill Devil Hills. How much sense does that make? Does that make sense to you?
That makes perfect sense.
This other voice you're hearing right now is Miss Catherine Stewart, President, CEO, owner, and operator of Silver Bonsai. I feel like I'm messing that up every time.
It's okay. It's okay. Everybody does. And we should make sure to throw Ben in there. You know, I think Ben. We're like I don't even know which one of us is president or vice president. I do think we had to choose that once.
Oh, really?
And I honestly don't know which way that flew.
Well, you're here today. We'll give Ben his due justice, his due diligence. Yeah. He's a fantastic individual as well.
Yeah, he's husband, the one wife. Who would not actually ever sit in front of a microphone.
Right.
He loves to make jewelry, but not actually the
he's the behind the scenes kind of guy. Yeah. Gotcha. Well, we give him his due. This is a husband-wife tandem here that are taking on the Silver Bonsai.
Are you ready? You went ready for it? So bonsai.
Bonsai.
So this conversation happens all the time, and I even had to learn it when we named ourselves. And there's a story we'll get to about why we're Silver Bonsai Gallery.
Right.
And anyhow, bonsai in the actual Japanese, when you're pronouncing it, it's sai with an S. And if you say bonsai, that actually references back to the war and the kamikaze fighter is coming at you. Bonsai.
Yes. Okay.
And now bonsai is tree in a tray.
Tree in a tray.
Tree in a tray.
That, all right. I didn't know that. I knew it was a tree.
Yeah.
But because I've watched a lot of The Karate Kid, and Mr. Miyagi was really hype on him.
Yeah.
So with that being said, we're going to speak to her about Silver Bonsai.
Yep.
You're
right there. As soon as when you've got it perfectly, and as soon as you kind of forget that you're trying to say it a certain way, you have it 100%.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
I'm going to nail this by the time we're done with this podcast. She's going to talk about the store, its origins, how she got it open, hit a little snag recently, but has risen back up and is back to the prominence jewelry store that they are, and art gallery as well.
Yeah.
We're going to talk more about that in just a few moments. We do have Christmas coming up, so I'm hoping that everybody will, if you're thinking about that nice necklace or ring or whatever the case may be, piece of art, you would consider going over to Silver Bonsai.
That was great.
Did I say it right?
You did good.
And it didn't take long.
You did good.
And saying hey to Catherine and them. Now, I was introduced to Catherine. I grew up with her brothers. David was older, but Andy and I graduated together.
Okay.
And I grew up with them, but I knew of her, but I hadn't really officially met and talked to her until probably when I started working here at Outer Banks This Week. And she is a daggum riot. We did the wine festival together, the Lost Colony Wine Festival. That was a good time. That up there at the Lost Colony in the North End. And we walked around and did a bunch of stuff there. She sampled the wine. I ate the food.
I might have sampled a little too much wine.
But it was a good time nonetheless. And
is there really too much wine?
No. I don't know. I guess not. But we've been able to enjoy each other's company and hanging around, with the business and outside of the business and stuff like that. And she's been a lot of fun to get to know. And I will probably call her Meow Meow from time to time simply because that was the nickname that was given to her by Hannah McCohen Forslund's Littlest Girl story.
In the cutest way, too. A lot of people call me Kat. So some of you know me as Catherine. That's what I grew up as here. I didn't get my nickname till I went to art school in Savannah. And then I finally got a nickname, and it was Kat. And then we introduced me to Story, and very quickly, she just looked at me and went, meow, meow. And
meow,
that
meow.
Was it. That was it. I've been meow, meow to Story ever since. And
there
then
you go.
And then it spiders out from there.
Beautiful. That's wonderful. It's a great story. From Story. So we're going to go into shout outs right now. And you got a shout out you would like to do here in just a few moments. I'm going to do one real quick, and then we're going to get your shout out, Kat. My shout out right now is to Longboards in Kitty Hawk. Longboards graciously allowed us to hold our arm wrestling tournament there this past Saturday. I want to thank Jennifer and the entire staff up there for being good, hospitable hosts and allowing us to participate and have that tournament. And hopefully we will be able to do it again in the near future. But I was very gracious, very thankful that they allowed us to do that and have allowed us to do it again in the future. But we just got to start earlier. That was the only request, is that we start the tournament earlier and not, because we did the weigh-ins at 4 o'clock. Tournament started at 6. She said that she's like, going forward, I'd like for it to start earlier. I was like, okay, we can make that happen. So that being said, we are going to start earlier. And that's my shout out. Now, Kat, you said you had a shout out as well.
I do.
Let me hear your shout out.
I'm coming off of still the most amazing day yesterday. And Francis Danner put on a fundraiser up at the Currituck Rural Center. Horse Mane and Tail Therapeutic Horsemanship Academy is what we were raising money for. But it was a Christmas fun show, and oh my gosh, costumes were great. All the kids were great. I rode my horse, who I feel like a kid because I just only started riding about a year and a half ago. And it was just a wonderful event for a good cause. So I have to give her a shout out for putting it on, and everybody who worked hard to do it, and everybody who came out and enjoyed it. So that's one of my big shout outs.
That's pretty awesome. Yeah, I've heard they do a lot of different things throughout the year.
Yes, she does. Sometimes weather gets in the way, so I think a couple of them. Yeah, we got lucky yesterday. I thought it was going to rain, and it turned into a perfect, not too cold. In fact, it was warm. My horse was a little sweaty, and she did great. She carried myself, my daughter, and Ben even hopped on, which he has not done before. But
wow.
But I just watching the kids do this and seeing them, you know, in their costumes and the horses in their costumes, and just it's all around fun. It's not competitive. It's about just going and enjoying, and mostly about raising money for a good cause. So
absolutely. I did this. It was called Freezing for a Reason horse ride benefit thing. It was for the Wanchese Preservation Society or whatnot. I can't remember what it was now. It was something for Wanchese. I was all about it, you know. Yep. And I had to get on a horse and compete. And horses, at least in my mind, horses don't like me. I've been around horses before where people are like, oh, this is the friendliest, nicest horse. I get close to it. They're like, I've never seen it act like that before. I'm like, I don't know. Horses don't like me. But this horse actually did.
Aww.
And I was actually won whatever little contest I was doing. I was like, I had to ride it down around and walk it around a barrel and back.
Yep.
And that was just from somebody I'd never ridden. I was like, gosh, I'm not going to get this right. This horse is going to take off, buck me off, and take off out that building. Because it was at the Ruralton, Rural Center.
Yeah. Yep.
And anyway, that.
It's a great community, I'll tell you. And it is true. They can be a little intimidating. They're big animals. And they have a lot going on. You can tell, you know.
Well, for me, it was like, I was like 60, 70 pounds heavier than I am now. Because this was like 3 or 4 years ago. This was pre-COVID. And I was just scared to death. I was like, man, I'm going to crush this horse's back. You know what I mean? Here I am 300 plus pounds, going to break this horse's back, you know. And anyway, it ended up all right. But at the same time, like horses, I respect horses. I can't guarantee that I ever really want to get on one again, but I respect them. So yeah. And they're beautiful animals.
Yeah. Well, so it was a good fundraiser. So
excellent.
That's my big shout out. And now.
Excellent. Well, we're going to jump right into you and Silver Bonsai.
Yep.
Got it.
That's it.
I'm going to look at you every time I say this. But before we do that, I want to shout out right now to Saltbox Cafe, that charming cottage style restaurant right there in the heart of Collington Island. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah, you can go on in there and see the owners and head chefs, Randolph and Amanda Sprinkle. They can prepare an array of eats featuring local seafood, fresh meats, and produce. I know that they've got like these different menus. It changes. I don't think it changes weekly, but I believe that they'll change it up every so often and what's fresh and what's available. I have yet to eat there, but
I'm embarrassed to say the same. And I've heard everybody who's eaten there, it's delicious.
Oh, that was a suggestion after our class reunion that Andy came to. Loved that he was there. That we do a brunch there the next day. And I was like, I don't think they're going to be able to fit all of us in there. You have to make reservations, and that's what they suggest. Now, you cannot do these reservations online. Okay. You have got to call them 252-255-5594. Okay. And you can go online to see their menu, their updated menus, as well as their updated hours for the off season at thesaltboxcafe.com. You got to put thesaltboxcafe.com. And of course, on all your social media platforms.
Awesome. So,
but they encourage you to go to thesaltboxcafe.com.
Wonder. I'm going, and I'm going to have to make a reservation because
Well, and the outside dining is kind of first come, first serve if you want to sit outside. Don't know that there's going to be a whole lot that want to sit outside right now, but it's still available nonetheless, I'm pretty sure. But again, thesaltboxcafe.com.
And now, where are we headed? Silver Bonsai?
That's where it's Silver Bonsai. Yes, we're going to head there right now. But you were saying something about this is the 25th anniversary. So you've been open for 25 years.
25 years. In fact, if you go online, I guess it says we're 26 years now. So I guess we're in our 26th year.
Okay.
We originally opened in October, although had our like big grand opening over Thanksgiving 25 years ago, which is amazing. And at the time, this island was thriving, but smaller, and especially the arts community. I'll say it's grown a ton. Another shout out would be our Arts Council. Even just seeing what's evolved there has been wonderful.
Yeah. And,
But yeah, so the name. I say we, can I tell you about our
absolutely.
Name?
Yeah, absolutely. I want
that
you to
was
tell me
thing
everything.
That, all right.
I want everything.
All right. Well, we back then, we actually were not planning on staying here. We were living out in Oregon. We had gotten out of art school. We were both jewelers, Ben and I. And we had a little studio. We did craft fairs. We went to San Francisco for this one, Contemporary Crafts Market. Seattle for the American Craft Council. And these are really nice juried craft shows where you have just such a beautiful array of art and craft.
Okay.
And so we had been doing that. We came back east because we just wanted to get closer to our families. And in my mind's eye, we were like Asheville, which, you know, so we thought, well, we'll visit Ben's mom in Indiana and then headed on over and his sister there, headed on over to North Carolina, see my family, then figure it out. And
now tell everyone real quick before we go any further, who is your daddy? Tell me who your daddy is. Who is your father? There you go. Your father. God, that sounded horrible.
That sounded horrible.
Who is your father?
I'm going to laugh about that for a minute.
Oh my
Justin.
Gosh.
My father, a few people might know my father. So he, and actually a few people might know me because I've spent a lot of years on this island. I did move here when I was 6 months old, and he became the doctor here in town.
Okay.
He was taking over for the town doctor then, and at that time, there was very few people in the medical community here. Luckily, it's grown since. But so Dr. Holton.
Dr. Holton. Father. Okay. I just wasn't sure. Yeah. I wanted to make sure. I heard a rumor
Walter
that he was
Holton.
Your dad,
yep.
your father.
Yeah.
And okay, just making sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, he's an awesome dad. And,
absolutely.
And I would go into his office with him and help him. I actually thought I was going to become a vet or a doctor before I went into the arts. So that's part of why I still love animals. He loved animals. And so we would like find a squirrel after a hurricane and heal it back and release
nice.
It and things like that. So he's an amazing father. And,
absolutely.
And
shout
he
out to
was
Dr. Holton.
Honestly, part of that origin story. So we
yeah,
got
right.
here and
got
he
here.
And my mom knew some people at Pirates Cove and they set up a show for us. It was almost Christmas when the first year we got back, it was before we bought the property for the gallery. It was October, November. And it seems to be our time to do things.
Right.
And so we had a show. And everybody that day, where's your store going to be? Where's your store going to be? And I was like, can you even do that? Like, it was not an idea I had thought of. And then right after that, that property was on the market. And my dad spotted it and said, I want to show you something. We'd been living in an old farmhouse out in Oregon. I saw this old farmhouse that we wandered into, which was part of the history of the island. Miss Gaitha Gray lived there still. She had been there with Lonnie and her husband, Lonnie, and she for many, many years. He was part of the original Pea Island Life Saving Station.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
So when you look at that iconic photo, he's, I think, the second man in the picture. Across the street were the Berry families. Miss Hannah lived there. I loved her. She and her husband was part of that crew. So they all, Lonnie had passed. Sorry, I got stumbled on my words there. But Lonnie had passed and Gaith was still there. And we sat in her living room and she loved we weren't going to tear it down. And I talked about, you know, we can at least live here. So we got the idea in our heads. We thought, well, it's a home now. It could become a business. It was commercial. So that was that. We ended up luckily getting the property, which was the next step.
Okay. Now, you talk about the property. Give us an idea. Anybody that's not been to your store, been to Roanoke Island, that may be here, where exactly is this piece of property? It's
right.
not hard to find.
Yep, right on the main highway, just before Dunkin' Donuts. We were there before Dunkin' Donuts, but that makes it kind of easy to say as things to look for. As soon as you come onto Roanoke Island, you start looking to the right, and you'll see Outer Banks Pest Control, which shout out on their beautiful landscaping always. They do such a great job.
Oh, yeah.
And then we'll come right after that on Scarborough Creek is the corner that we're on and the main highway.
So you're maybe, what, a quarter mile north of the Maniwanchi stoplight?
Yes, yes.
Okay, so that's safe to say. Across the street from Carolina Barbecue Company, Highway 64 Mania.
There you
go. Plug Mike Weaver. Anyway. All right, so you got that building. You settled in there.
Yes.
And is the rest is history? What's up? Tell me about this history. What do we got in there?
We started fixing it. It needed things, and we didn't have a big budget at all. So we actually moved in upstairs. We lived there. And we had three little tiny rooms downstairs we turned into. One was still a kitchen, so that didn't count, really. I guess so. It was one, two. No, it was still three rooms, so there was four rooms downstairs, and one was our kitchen. And so we set up shop. We set up we had a little studio out back in a shed, which we did ultimately lift up when we lifted the building after our flood and put it as part of the building because Lonnie had built that, and I loved that little – and it was our first studio. And so we would run out back and make some jewelry, run inside – and during the renovation, we were like, we got to name ourselves. And that's where that kind of the silver bone side came from. We were sitting there and we're going through the thesaurus, creative this, unique that. There's a million different of those. You go online. We wanted something different. And so what do you call something? And we had done a sculpture when we went to our last craft fair out west. We had been accepted for functional wear versus jewelry, which was interesting. We made all these sculptures. They had silverware. There was tea strainers. Well, we did the sculpture of a bonsai tree, and it was made out of silver and copper.
That's pretty rad.
The first one I'd made for my parents to give my grandparents as a family tree, and we had done that one. I thought it was so cool. We did these leaves with the names on it, and so then we just did one for fun, just for a sculpture. So we're naming ourselves. We're sitting there, and it's sitting on the table. We can't come up with a name, and Ben, he was the smart one. He just said silver bonsai, and I was like, that sounds really great. Like, I don't know. You know, we don't do bonsai trees except for we had one someone had given us, my sister actually. And so, yeah, so we decided, well, we better have bonsai trees too. So, yes, we carry them.
I was going to say, now, do you have those in stock? Do you have those ready to be sold?
We've got a lot of them. We've got a great collection. And we have a greenhouse so that during the wintertime we can keep them in there. And we have a showroom upstairs, and then we also have a great spot on the deck because not all bonsai trees can be inside. Some need outside, some need inside.
Because they're a unique tree.
Well, it's an art form. So we were like, what works in that, you know, here we are making an American, you know, ideally all American made, as local as possible art gallery. And now we're going to bring in this art form that's not an American art form in its core. It's, you know, comes out of actually originally China and then Japan.
Okay.
And so I was like, well, we can break the rule. Yes, I get that question. I'm like, most of the containers are not made in America, but bonsai is an Asian art form, but it's an art form. You know, it's the art of bonsai. So, and it's a living art, and it's wonderful, and it's therapeutic. And I kind of laughed. One of our suppliers told me that there's another jeweler somewhere in this country that has a bonsai garden too. I thought it must be something with us needing to hop away from the bench and use our hands in a different way. And I love staying connected to the earth, so it keeps you grounded. Something about working on a plant.
Gotcha. So. Hey. Little horticulturalist going on there. Nothing wrong with that.
It's like sculpture and horticulture combined, and it's a lot of fun.
Well, it's like you said, it's an art form because I grew up watching the Karate Kids, and Mr. Miyagi was all about some bonsai trees. And there was a Saved by the Bell episode one time where like Mr. Belding was trying to shape one, and then Screech got a hold of it and tore it up. You got to watch that one; it's pretty good.
Oh man, I love Saved by the Bell back then.
Yeah, that's what. But I mean, it's like literally like he's like Screech was like, "Now, Mr. Belding, this limb represents this in your life, and if you have it too thin, it's going to represent, you know what I mean?" That's, and he ends hilarious. Up cutting like all the limbs off, and there's nothing left because Mr. Belding was giving it to his wife as like an anniversary present or something.
That's really funny.
Anyway, you got to check that one out. So you do have the bonsai trees
we do
in the shop now, but you also, I'm looking at your website right now, which is silverbonsai.com. And I see there's a nice picture of Ben. He's like really like looking at something. But you it says Modern Heirloom Jewelry Studio in Manio. So yes. Tell us a little bit about like some of the local artists, some of the different things that you keep there in shop that ready to be sold, like the art, the jewelry. Talk to me a little bit about some of that.
Oh, we have got such a great collection. And that stems from those early days at the craft fairs. You know, we could have just done a jewelry shop, but I really didn't want that. I loved when we would go to the craft fair and you would have every different art form. And in fact, when I was in art school, I had friends in every different art form there. And there's, you know, ceramics, woodwork, glass, And then, of course, the fine arts, painters, all of these things. So we wanted to have a little bit of all of that. And the thing I love the most when it comes to, like, I love functional art, things that can be used, things in the home. Like, I want my mug to be cool. I want to, and made, you know, something about that handmade quality in a mug even. So something as simple as that sometimes. It doesn't have to be this big, immense work of art either. It can be, you know, a tea strainer. It can be those things. So we really set out a goal of creating a collection, everything from a simple little gift. And we do have things that are under $10. We have, you know, simple things on up to these beautiful, extraordinary paintings by different local artists, or of course our jewelry creations. We have a huge gambit of things we do because we never gave up silver. We do work in gold and platinum. We get that question since it is silver bonsai. Back then we really did primarily work in silver. But we moved into wedding bands, engagement work, all these different items. And then we still do our simple, fun silver earrings or a pendant. It doesn't have to be this huge investment, or it can be. It's kind of, we have a little bit of all of it.
Right.
Maybe sometimes more than I should, because then, you know, well, you got to focus somewhere. But
I'm surfing through your website right now, and you do have a lot of local artists that I'm seeing names for and things of that nature. Denise Turner Jewelry. I see Catherine Hamill.
Yes, Hamill.
I see her.
I love her work.
Like these people that I Honey
that
Hive.
You know. Yep. Pim. We've got his sea glass work, which is great. We've got Denise Turner's jewelry work. So we don't just have our jewelry work. We do have a few other jewelers that we show. There's a girl who is from further away, Carrie Nunes. I don't limit myself to just local, although I love when it can be local, because there's great crafters that live a little further away, but I might know personally. So I will bring in their work as well. We've got, oh my gosh, when it comes to, the artists, you know, P.D. Brigham. Well, back in the earliest days, we showed P.D. Brigham. I remember our first opening 25 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
We had P.D. Brigham. I had met them all at the, it was actually over at Festival Park.
Okay.
Mary Ellen Riddle was doing, was organizing art shows, and they did a monthly back then. I actually loved that. And Arts Council does that now. So that's nice. It's kind of carried to there. But they used to do them in the building there. And I had gone to a show and I met Linda Crassens. She's a great color pencilist. P.D. Brigham, beautiful oil paintings. A lot of people would know from Ace Hardware, Jefferson Glover. He would mix your paint. He's also a fantastic painter. So we have Jefferson's work. Now, there's some of our earliest artists. I feel like I'm going to forget to say someone from back then because you know, I don't have the list in front of me. But
it's all on your website.
We opened up and we had this, and all of them still show with me, actually. So those are my, and then I have newer artists that we just started. Oh gosh, Gretchen Gibbler, she's amazing. We actually just...
I see Noah Snyder on here.
Noah Snyder just delivered some new pieces. And Noah and I grew up together. You had mentioned Andy and you grew up...
Yep.
So Noah was my buddy way back. We met when... of course, he was from the beach and I was from Mania. So it was middle school. We all came together.
Right.
And then we spent the rest of our time in school together. And he's a fantastic artist. He knows those
he's
waves. Of course, we know that he knows how to ride the waves.
Oh yeah, he's always on those gnarly
surfer.
Waves. I'm looking at a picture. It looks like an octopus.
Oh yeah, and his turtles are awesome. And he uses such a unique technique.
I see the turtles.
He comes from an artistic family. His dad is an amazing artist as well, and his eye for things wonderful. Noah.
One of the unique things, in my opinion, here. Is a lot of people, when they come on vacation or they're here traveling, visiting, whatnot, and they want to take a piece of the Outer Banks home with them. If they come by your gallery, they'll take a piece of the Outer Banks, but it is also from someone on the Outer Banks. A lot of it is from someone on the Outer Banks that created it. So they're getting an authentic piece of the Outer Banks, in my opinion, there.
Absolutely.
So that to me is really cool.
Absolutely. It's one of those things where, you know, it to be created right here. And that's the thing I like with our jewelry, every bit of it. And it doesn't always have to be about the area. It's coming from the area. So even if it's, you know, a theme that you might see anywhere with trees or, you know, I mean, that's not distinctive, although we do our wave oriented and our, we love when we can pick up on a local theme, but that it's actually being created here is I think one of the biggest things.
Let me ask you this. If someone had a piece of jewelry that they needed some modification to, or they may have a different idea for, like, they have a diamond, for example, that is not, that fell out of a setting. Am I using the right term? It's in
you
a
are.
Setting.
Yes.
And they want, they're like, look, I liked this, I liked the ring that it was in, but I'm thinking about maybe putting this diamond into a different setting in a white gold, whatever. You can do that too, correct?
We can. And so here's, you know, and this where we'll get into talking about modern heirloom. Modern heirloom came to me, I'm trying to remember. It's been a very long time. I do have the U.S. trademark for that.
Nice.
In jewelry.
Wow.
And, yeah, and it's international now because we actually went up. And now a lot of people don't realize that. And it's been a hard trademark to maintain.
I bet.
Because it
is. So many people are after that.
Yeah. It's, you know, it's been, I had Neiman Marcus send me an apology letter 1 year. That was
fun. Wow. That's big.
Luckily, I've never had to like get really hard, but it crops up where people will use it, and they still do, and it gets hard to fight. But I'm proud of it, and I think it describes this well because that's what we're creating. You know, things we love about heirloom jewelry is how it's being made, the handmade quality, but yet it's and the memories it carries, all the things for your family, all the, you know, that is at its core. So for me, modern heirloom kind of came about in that we became really great at hand engraving, at setting stones, at doing all the things that made heirloom jewelry special and beautiful. And here we're in this modern day doing it. We use modern technology a bit too. I mean, but a lot of our techniques are old world. And, you know, these pieces are just, they carry through history, and they carry a part of history, and they carry the memories of history. And that's one of the most special things. Like, we've watched families that we met their kids when they were little itty bitties in the gallery, and now have made their wedding bands. And,
wow,
you know, and then I make their kids things, you know, and that's what creates heirloom jewelry.
True.
So
very true.
So we're creating modern heirlooms.
I love it.
I love that. And so, yes, of course, carrying that memory of the gemstone that was your grandma's, but the piece of jewelry doesn't work anymore.
Yeah.
I love that. So what we do encourage people to do, because we do have such a database of designs, 25 years of designing jewelry, we have a lot of options. So we really prefer that people go and they find the pieces of ours they love, and then we can adapt that piece to fit their gem. Because the way we're making it all. Like, we're not just buying a piece and then setting the stone. We're from the ground up.
That's so cool.
We 3D print a model. We make sure it's going to fit right. You know, so if someone's like, hey, I love your ginkgo filigree, which is one of the earlier parts of that modern heirloom. Actually, the earliest was Esther's Garden. That's named for my grandmother. And that's really the other part that inspired it, was that she had a ring that she gave to Elise, our daughter. And so she, when she did that, and it doesn't even look like that, but it feels like that ring. It feels like that ring your grandma wore. So
that's awesome.
Yeah. So that's kind of the idea. So yes, the roundabout answer is yes, but we love when it's into what we do.
Right. Gotcha.
Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. Yeah. Absolute sense. Yeah. Now, recently, you experienced something at the store that caused a lot of people to ask a lot of questions in regards to, are they closed? What happened? Did somebody die? Is Cat okay? What happened to Ben? You know, or whatever. You know, there was a lot of questions going on because you had to close for a little while.
Yeah. And
what happened there?
It was such a random, you know, we've had to close in the past because a hurricane hit, and everybody has the things happen and everybody knows what's going on. But this one was a little bit different because, I came in on a Monday. Thank goodness I came in that Monday, because we usually close on Mondays. By the way, we are open Tuesday through Saturday. Mondays are for creative things and getting things done. So I wasn't even supposed to be in that day, but I went in that morning. It started raining outside, y'all. And then here I'm in the rain. I'm trying to unlock the door. I open it up. It's pouring at this point, and I can hear water pouring like rain inside.
All I could think was,
did my roof blow off? But wait, it wasn't a bad storm. That doesn't make any sense. I get in there and there's just water coming from the ceiling everywhere in the front half of the gallery. I mean, it was a lot of water. And it was, you know, and so I run upstairs to, you know, and the source of the challenge is obviously coming from the toilet. So I cut the water there, and I didn't even think to really investigate. I'm assuming a pipe is busted at this point. Now, the back tank on our toilet had cracked
all the way
down, all the way to the bottom. Turned out to be a manufacturing flaw in the tank.
Okay.
It wasn't even an old tank. We had replaced the tank, I think, you know, however many years ago, but not that long.
Right.
So needless to say, it ran and ran and ran. starting sometime after we left on Saturday.
Oh, wow. But now it was clean water.
It was clean water.
Yes.
Thank goodness. Oh, my gosh. Had I walked into that, we don't even want to think about that.
No, I guess not. But that caused you to have to, like, stop operation for a little while.
So needless to say, when water happens like that, you have to pull everything out. It gets wet. It doesn't just dry. Mold happens. We don't want that. Here we had replaced so many things when we lifted our building, and that was just 4 years ago. So all the part that got wet, it was brand new. It was really hard to have to do that again. But we did, and we, pulled out the drywall, pulled up the floor, and went to fixing it. Meanwhile, we were making jewelry as best we could behind the scenes, but to finish out our jobs that we had, because we have a pretty regular to-do list, but it was hard. It was a hard environment to even be creative in. So
I can only imagine. Yeah. But I guess in light of all of that, due to it being a manufacturer's or something default or deficiency or whatnot on that specific tank, I'm assuming that you were able to...
That doesn't lie on us. Fortunately, we have insurance.
Right.
So, everybody carry your insurance. So it wasn't tragic in that the building, was able to be fixed. And it's tragic in that we lost, I'm sure, customers. And so hence my thank you for having me here today.
Oh, yeah.
Because, people come up to your door and you're not there. Regardless of why you're not there, they only are going to do that so many times. And they already go to an effort to drive to Manio and come and see us a lot of the time. And so I feel really terrible that we left a lot of people this year scratching their heads going, where are they? And not by choice. The good news is we were able to fill our cases with some beautiful jewelry. So we're very ready for Christmas.
And reopened.
The other thing I felt really bad about that can never be regained. I mean, luckily our building can be fixed, but I felt so bad that we left our artists hanging. So back to them, they depend on us. I mean, we don't just support ourselves through that place. And not to say we are the support for all these artists, but they have lots of pieces to their pie. And we're one of those pieces. They show through our gallery. They hope to sell work so that then they can continue to make their art. And I felt terrible that we weren't able to be there to serve that need as well. So it's nice to be back. It's nice to have our artists back. I also want to say we're always looking for new work. And so you can email me at kat@silverbonsai.com. So kat@silverbonsai.com. If you're an artist or a creator in the area, we would love to hear from you and see what you make and see where it fits. I would love to have a show inspired by water. Yeah. Because I feel like I need to, do some water dance or something. I don't want water to do anything to us again, and I'll never say it won't, because I feel we did replace all the pipes, did everything we could to make sure that our water situation is as tight as possible.
Okay. That's beautiful. Well, again, I mean, it was kind of beyond your control what happened, but at the same time, luckily you did have the insurance and you have been able to refill your cases and you have been able to reopen.
And we've been able to reopen. We're still hanging artwork and putting labels and getting everything tight but it's pretty tight. It looks beautiful in there. And it's nice to see it come back together after all these years. In 25 years, I couldn't believe that we were reopening. I was stayed in there all day on Thanksgiving just to get everything in well enough to open on Black Friday.
Okay.
Because that is the mark of our very first.
Really?
Yeah. That week was we served cider and cookies. And so we had our cider and cookies out on Friday. We were ready to go. And that's our official, even though we had opened sort of soft opening before that, that was our official grand opening moment was 25 years ago.
That's glorious. Look at that.
Thanksgiving week.
Amen. That's beautiful. Something to be thankful for.
Yes.
So kind of the grand reopening happened that same day, 25 years later. Let's hope we don't have to do that again.
Yeah, let's hope. We're not going to, challenge the universe, but we're going to do all we can to honor it and thank everybody that helped us through it and thank everybody who comes back to us as well and understands that they did, if we left you hanging at any point, I apologize about that.
Well, I guess, so what are your hours? You said you're open Tuesday through Saturday.
Yep, 10 to 5, Tuesday through Saturday are our hours. And then we're online the rest of the time. And we've had the other thing we did during this time, we had just changed our point of sale system to a new one before the flood happened, or whatever you call it. I don't even know what you call it. We're going to call it the
watering of the bonsais.
The watering of the bonsais. I like it.
Sure.
We water the bonsais in a whole new way. But we had changed our point of sale. And the new one, we were able to spend time on that. And it does mirror our store beautifully. So like if you come in and you buy something in the store, it's going to hop offline as an available product. And the same if you buy it online. So if you are not able to just, you know, pop over to Manio right away, hop on the website, silverbonsai.com, SilverBonsai.com. And yeah, it's a great site.
Very
and
easy to navigate. Yeah.
Are you finding that?
Oh, good. I'm looking at it right now.
We're still working on it all the time, but I love it.
Well, I clicked on it as far as like the ordering and everything like that. Mm-hmm. So I did click on, I was looking at Noah Snyder stuff. I clicked on one of his pieces of art and it talks about, you know, shipping, not calculated yet, payment cost, you know, if there's anything of that involved, but it looks like it's very easy with put in your email address. You can create your own account if you want, if you're a regular customer.
You can favorite things. I think you can share a wish list with somebody. So if you ever want to like throw those hints out, you're able to. And you can also buy a gift certificate. We couldn't do this before.
I see that.
You can get a gift certificate and they can use it online or in the store.
That's pretty rad.
And that's pretty rad. So they can come in and shop. They can shop online. So it's not, and it's real easy to do that. So yeah, I'm pretty excited about having that. And I'm excited that it keeps up with what's actually available, because it's really hard with handmade products to do that. And when we were, before we were manually doing that. So you know, someone would buy something and then someone would buy it online and then we're like, oh, we don't have it any. That's not a problem.
The inventory, it kept your inventory maintained and just accurate count of everything.
Yep. I mean, I can say there's probably a few things that might slip through, but if there are, there are things we make and, you know, and then we can still make it. And, but right now it's almost spot on, I think.
No, well, like I said, I mean, it's easy to navigate.
Thank
local
you.
Artists, ceramic art, bonsai, modern heirloom jewelry.
Yeah.
Of course, you got your copyright there, your trademark symbol.
I had to do that. The lawyer made me. I had to. There was a girl out in California this year that was really riding our trademark hard. And that was right before all this happened. And we had to have some conversations. And you know, we do our best by it. And it's hard. And I know that people don't, you know, mean to probably. But
right,
it's part of the job of having a trademark is making sure you let people know, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, you got to. It is
true. You got to own it or you lose it.
Very true. Well, you're online at silverbonsai.com. Mm-hmm. Also, the storefront wide open. Christmas is coming up. So, ladies, gentlemen, go in there and do some shopping. Take a look at the artwork itself, the paintings and everything like that. But also take a look at the jewelry. Is there anything else you want to throw out there to anybody?
Well, yeah. I know. Now I'm going to blank on what I probably should. You know what you're like? I'm looking at my list of artists. I feel like I don't want to leave anybody out, and that's really hard. So, you know, we'll give a few more shout outs.
Okay,
there.
Sure.
Faye,
go ahead.
Faye Davis, who's doing great things at the COA at the college. She's actually over there working on building their art program in various ways, and she's one of our artists as well. We've got Joseph Johnson. He's an amazing painter. Catherine Hamill, as you mentioned. Marianne Reamer, she does print work. Keith Fisher, he actually paints really great waves, and I came to it later in life as far as like didn't grow up an artist and now he is. It's a pretty big list, and so I feel bad. I don't want to miss any. But Daniel Ziegler, he actually, you'll know him through Theater Adair and through the person
he's
going to greet you when you come in the Silver Bonsai and help you out. He does our covers our front house and manages the place up there while we're all making jewelry. Jimmy Lee Brooks, I got to talk about Jimmy Lee. Again, theater. They actually have a play coming up right now. He's going to be in with
the Great American Trailer Park.
Yeah, that's the one. That's the one. And Jimmy Lee actually joined us 13 years ago. I got to give him a big shout out because he has been with us for all these moments, all these things. We met through the Lost Colony when he was here for that. He ended up deciding to stay on the island and worked for us and was meant to be at just the front register. And I found out pretty quickly he had some other talents he was hiding with. He would macrame. And I was like, well, how about if you'd start bending wire instead? And it just now he's our other goldsmith. So Ben and Lee and I, we work together on most of what we do. And Lee's a fantastic goldsmith.
Very nice.
So we love that. And yeah, there's of course a million other people I can say. Robin Caspari, she's actually not. Now I do have some people who are more regional. She's from Richmond, but she's won national awards for her painting and has been coming into the area doing some classes. Gretchen Dibbler, who is fantastic, and Greg Mills Photography. I mean, it goes on. And so go on the site.
I see it all online. Yeah,
and check it out. And then when it comes to our gift lines, there's artists from all over. I think the biggest thing is that when you come into our place, you realize how many things can be handmade. Art is in every corner of our lives, and I love that.
Oh, yeah, and it's nice to know that there are institutions and public schools that will invest back into the arts community for those that aspire to be such artists and to make that a career.
Yes.
It's amazing that there are individuals and communities out there and school districts that will push that.
And hey, our school district, I can give a shout out to them because I have a daughter we raised in it, and she's now becoming a professional artist. She's actually working professionally as an illustrator out in the world. And our school was so supportive of that. And I hope moving forward, they always continue to be. But she showed her talents early on, and they adapted along the way. So it's so true. And that's not just fine art. You know, of course, music, theater.
Yes.
All of these
all
things.
All the fine arts.
I think we're blessed here that we have such a great art community for,
amen,
for people to be part of. And we're so thankful to be part of it.
That's great. Absolutely. Well, Kat, thanks for talking to us about Silver Poolside today.
Yes.
And we're going to jump into some events real quick, but I do want to shout out real quick, like, as well to the Outer Banks Sports Club. So, you know, everybody's eating their turkey from Thanksgiving. Everybody's just eating a little bit because this is the time of the year when I think people eat the most, in my opinion. I know I have been, you know, truth be told. I try to exercise every day, but, you know, I justify, like, eating that, you know, that Reese cup, that, you know, special Christmas holiday Reese cup by exercising. I'm like, I'll work that off in the morning, but then I end up eating like a whole bag. But anyway, that being said, the Outer Banks Sports Club is a great place for you to go and get yourself back fit. And of course, everybody's New Year's resolutions coming up, talking about new year, new me, going to lose weight, blah, blah, whatever. Well, the Outer Banks Sports Club, is their mission is to help members achieve their personal health and fitness goals. Now, whether your goals are to lose weight, get stronger, increase speed and agility, or simply to improve your overall physical and mental health, because those two go hand in hand.
Yeah, I was going to say, you just feel better. I mean, you just do. And I've been slack lately.
Look, and that's the thing. I mean, what Elle Woods said it best in the movie Legally Blonde. Exercise releases endorphins. Endorphins make you happy. Happy people don't kill their husbands. So, again, that being said, Outer Banks Sports Club is the gym for you. They offer the largest and best selection of fitness equipment throughout the Outer Banks, and it's suitable for beginners through top-notch athletes. They offer daily, weekly, and yearly memberships, and you can check them out online at obxsportsclub.com.
That's great to hear, too, because I always hear people say, I'm afraid to go because I'm not good at it. I'm afraid to go to a gym or join. I'm like, man, just do it. I did it once. I need to get back into it because I haven't done it lately. But you just, it's always such a great community from what I've experienced in most gyms that you join.
Yeah. If you want to better yourself, I mean, you're going to have those around. I mean, there's people everywhere that are always judgmental of, oh, yeah, look at me. I'm like Arnold Schwarzenegger over here, you know? And they're like looking down on people that have never really exercised that are trying to. But I'd say a majority of the individuals out there in the exercise community are encouraging. They're more encouraging than they are condemning, I guess, if that's the right way to say it. Because I know that when I first started working out again and exercising, I was worried about, oh gosh, you know, I'm not going to be able to power clean what that guy's doing over there. But they didn't care. They were like, look, work on the form. Let's work on form first. You know what I mean? That type of thing, because I hadn't done some of that stuff since high school. So, again, Outer Banks Sports Club would love for you to come and see them, and online at obxsportsclub.com. All the different events that I'm looking at right now are all on our website, outerbanksthisweek.com. And it seems like a lot of, I mean, here it is. We're in the holiday season, Christmas season. 12 Bars of Christmas kicked off last week. I'm seeing a lot of pictures from the different places like McAllister's Corner, Jingle 12, all the different bars that are involved with that. It looks like it was been a fantastic time so far for all of those that are going around to the different 12 bars of Christmas. I know that the ice skating and all the things going on in Kerala that they've been putting on, the Kerala Christmas Village, looks like I've seen pictures of that. Looks like it's been a lot of fun. Of course, again, all this can be found on our website, outerbanksthisweek.com. I'm looking. I know we talked about the trailer park, the Great American Trailer Park Christmas musical that's coming up. I believe that opens this coming weekend. To be honest with you, I believe it opens on Friday.
Time is flying.
Tell me about it. See, but the beautiful thing is like I've got a few little things that I'm still looking at, some of it jewelry-wise, for Christmas, but I've gotten a majority of my Christmas shopping done already, so now it's just tying up some loose ends. But like Outer Banks Ruin Station, they're having some like an 80s and 90s night.
Oh, that's
coming Friday?
Fun. What?
Dude.
I know.
Hold on. Our company Christmas party for Outer Banks this week is taking place Friday night. Might have to skip it. No, I'm just kidding. Totally kidding.
That's going to be a hard one to skip. I'm sure they put on the best company Christmas party.
Yeah, I'm not going to skip that one.
Hey,
for
you
sure,
work for a fantastic company. I'll give that shout out for you because they have really been there for us in the advertising world, and of the Outer Banks is hard to navigate. And there's lots of good options, but man, we've never been let down by you guys when it comes to like. It's a great company.
Thank you for
and
that
great
endorsement.
People behind it.
Amen. Amen. I love the McCowans. They're fantastic folks. But yeah, so all the different events, there's the 32nd Festival of Trees put on by Outer Banks Hotline. There's so many things going on, and it's all online at OuterBanksThisWeek.com. All right, that pretty much does it for us today. Kat, thank you so much for coming in. I know we had chit-chatted off and on about you coming in, and then we were like, hey, I think we did the Friendsgiving, and we were talking, and you were like, I need to come in. I'm like, absolutely love for you to come in. Because I know that anytime we've done anything together, like we've talked about out and about in the community, you did a First Friday with me walking around.
Yeah,
we did the wine and the culinary wine festival or whatnot. That was up at the Lost Colony and walked around. You've been like just a lot of fun to just kind of conversate with in all of those different realms. So to have you in here, it's just a no-brainer.
Hey, well, I appreciate it. I mean, I really was like, I don't even know how to get the word out. So that's wonderful. And I'm kind of the same. Anytime you need a partner to walk around any of those events with, I'm there. And just in here, I love it. It's fun. You're enjoyable to talk to, Justin.
Oh, that's up for debate, but I'll take it today. That can be debated, I'm sure.
You're one.
But Outer Banks This Week, all brought to you by Juan Cheese Off-Road. This is episode 41, by the way.
This is?
Episode 41.
I remember when you started. That's what I mean.
You kind of walked through this whole journey with us.
Again, like time flying, because episode 41, what was the date? I'm sorry to...
March.
Stumble. March.
Yeah, so we're coming up on a year. It was March of this past, of 2023.
Like yesterday.
I know.
That's wild.
We've definitely...
Well, congratulations to you.
Thank you so much.
And all you've done with this. I think it's fantastic.
I appreciate it.
I think it was a great idea.
Yeah, it's definitely been a lot of fun for sure. Yeah. So I really appreciate that. But yeah, episode 41 all brought to you by Juan Cheese Off-Road, diesel and performance specialist in Kill Devil Hills. Again, you can check them out. They don't have a website just yet. I believe they're working on that, but you can find them on Facebook, Instagram, or you can call my man Ryan Walker, 252-715-0025. And somebody asked him the other day, they will work on diesel engines specifically, but if you have a tire rod that blew, or if something happened to your truck or vehicle in another way other than the diesel or the engine part, they can help you with it. Okay. I actually had a radiator issue at one point. I was like, Ryan, can you get, he's like, dude, just bring it to me tomorrow. I'll have one ordered. I'll have it here. I'll put it in for you. And the very next day, done. I don't have a diesel vehicle. So they will do some stuff with other vehicles, but I would call and make sure that they have availability for you to come in, because they do work on a lot of diesel vehicles that require some of that extra attention, I guess, if that's the right way to say it. Juan Cheese Off-Road right there in Kill Devil Hills. Call them 252-715-0025. All right, Kat. Well, that's a wrap. Thank you again so much for coming in.
Yeah, thank you for having me here.
Next week, go ahead and tease episode 42. We're going to have Santa Claus.
What?
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Santa Claus is going to be on the podcast.
Hey, our town is lucky to have the best Santa Claus action around here.
That's wonderful. We're going to have Santa Claus on, and he's going to give us a rundown. He'll be on with us next week. But right now, Kat, thank you so much. SilverBonsai.com is where you can find the jewelry and all the art and everything. You can see it online if you can't get there just yet. Or, like we said, about a quarter mile north of the Maniawan Cheese intersection, right there before you get to Duncan, right across from Carolina Barbecue Company. And you can't, like I said, you can't miss them. In order to go in and out of Manio from the north to the south, you have to ride by
there. Yeah, and don't hesitate to call. If you have any questions or you're just online and you want to like have something set aside, 252-475-1413. I had to think about that.
I saw your eye kind of go, like you'd almost forgotten it for a second.
And 475, that drives people crazy sometimes. I grew up around here. 473 was the
origin.
Yes, it was. 475 is the gallery. It's okay. It took me some adjusting, too.
It's like when 919 used to be the area code, not 252.
Right?
Yeah. So
we're here to help, though, in any way we can.
Beautiful.
It's going to be, I can't believe we're this close to Christmas. So yes. Merry Christmas early to everybody. We're excited.
Merry Christmas to you, Kat.
Thank you so much. I paused. Yeah.
We're out of here. See ya.
This has been another epic edition of the Outer Banks This Week podcast. Follow us on social media and be sure to listen every Thursday for a new episode.